Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the second season of The Witcher just around the corner, what better excuse to take a look at the folklore that inspired the franchise? Some of you may have already picked up on the creatures seen across the several trailers, as well as some of the other more subtle hints as to what may be in store. Today I'll be going over these creatures, giving you the basic Witcher lore without any spoilers, but also exploring the folklore behind them. One creature I was definitely excited to see was the Leshen or the Leshy. In the books, the Leshy, as they are known in Polish folklore, are described as forest spirits, protectors of the woodland. Their ability to shapeshift makes them very dangerous for anyone who unknowingly wanders into their forest. In the game, the Leshen are known as creatures that exist to kill. They can summon the surrounding wildlife such as bears and wolves to aid them. Their appearance is almost a cross between an ent and the modern depiction of a Wendigo. In the trailer for the show, we see the same terrifying figure but with some minor changes. The skull that resembles a Wendigo from the game is gone. It's a decision that some may not agree with, but in all honesty, it's probably closer in design to the original stories and the folklore than the game. The legend and stories of the Leshy across the Slavic countries are fairly similar. The name itself roughly translates to mean he from the forest. The Leshy were spirits of the forest that had a close association to hunting, which makes sense given that's where much of it takes place. A Leshy can alter its size at will, from enormous to tiny. It can also alter its likeness, which is quite a valuable skill for what is predominantly a trickster spirit. They have been known to kidnap children who stumble into their woods, as well as leading travellers astray. Despite this, the Leshy are not necessarily considered evil spirits. Their disposition towards humans is mostly neutral. It depends on the type of person the Leshy perceives you to be. If you treat the forest with respect, you will most likely be left alone. However, those with bad intentions who show disrespect to the forest may never find their way home. There are also stories of parents abandoning children in the forest who they believe are cursed. The Leshy would take these children in and raise them in the forest as their own. As to what type of Leshy we can expect to see in the show, personally, I hope they lean more towards the neutral forest protector. In the trailer, we have a scene with Geralt in a courtyard confrontation with a dark-haired woman dressed in white. The woman lets out a piercing scream, forcing Geralt to use Quen to form a protective barrier. At first glance, this appears to be a banshee scream. But later on in the same courtyard, we also see Geralt attacked by a giant bat. With those two things coupled together, we can safely assume this woman is a Bruxa, a type of vampire. The Bruxa is a staple of the games, appearing in all of them in some form. Normally they appear as a woman with long dark hair, but they can also shapeshift into large black bats. As we saw in the trailer, their screams are extremely powerful. Being able to throw people across a room and even pierce a witcher's sign if the Bruxa is strong enough. They can manipulate a human's dreams, twisting and distorting them until they become a nightmare. They are also one of the types of vampires in The Witcher that do not have an aversion to sunlight. Interestingly enough, out of all of the various forms of vampires in The Witcher, the Bruxa is not rooted in Slavic folklore. Their stories can be found in Spain, Portugal, and Mexico, and they are sometimes referred to as Bruxa. The reason they are predominantly female is because in their mortal lives, they were accused of being a witch. Having no issues with sunlight, they were notoriously difficult to locate and kill, However, they still prefer to roam at night, as that is when they are at their most powerful. It's rumored their powers were given to them by Satan himself. They fed mostly on the blood of men, children, and small animals, and much like in The Witcher, they were able to shapeshift into a variety of animals, the most common being a large bird, a useful form for scouring the lands undetected. Once they found their victim, they would transform back into their female form. There are some differences between the folklore and The Witcher, however, the influences are there to see. I assume what we will see in the show is a vampire with some witch-like traits and powers. In terms of talking points and discussions for fans to have and speculate over, by far the best part of this trailer is the scene in the forest with what appears to be a witch's hut. The lights in the hut pan across the screen like a spotlight that can see you. Now, this may just be an Easter egg or a teaser of something that may happen in a following season, but it does feel as if they are teasing that we may see or at least learn about the Three Crones. Those who have played The Witcher 3 will be more than familiar with these three figures, as they provide some of the creepiest and most unsettling scenes in the game. The Crones are three witches that live in a cabin on the edge of the swamp. They are grotesque and haggard. However, they can appear as young and beautiful, which they do to trick their unsuspecting victims. If you are lost in their woods and stumble into their hut, they appear as three friendly, helpful sisters. Accept their hospitality, and you will end up being boiled and eaten. The child-eating crones are heavily inspired by the Slavic legend of Baba Yaga, an old crone who lives in a hut standing on chicken legs that can just up and move at any time. Baba Yaga in Slavic folklore is fairly polarizing. In some stories, she is wicked and not someone you want to cross paths with. Much of the time, however, she assumes the role of the wise crone, who is more than willing to help adventurers who are brave enough to seek her out. The witch's interpretation comes from the idea that she also represents a triple goddess, the virgin, the mother, and the crone, the past, present, and future. In some tales, she lives in a hut with her two sisters, also named Baba Yaga. The crones are a CD Projekt Red creation. They do not appear in the books, so if we do see them, I'm sure their depiction will be similar to the game. I think it's fair to assume that if we do see them, they will not be the main antagonists of the season, but I am sure they will be up to no good. The Witcher and Slavic folklore in general have a host of interesting and terrifying monsters to draw from, so hopefully there will be a bunch we haven't seen in any of the trailers. I did mean to make a video similar to this for season 1, but never really got round to it, so here's a summary of some of the creatures we saw in the first season. The Kiki-Mora is an insect monster that lives underground and in swamps. In the books, they are described as having a spidery shape with large fangs. In my opinion, the show does an okay job with this design, as in the games, they are not much more than just generic giant bugs. However, in the show, it has an almost human head, which is very creepy, but it may also draw some inspiration from the original legend itself. In Slavic folklore, there are numerous house spirits. The domovoy is seen in a positive light, as it protects those who inhabit the house. The Kiki-Mora is a female spirit that is seen in a negative light, essentially the opposite of the domovoy. It's thought that she was the cause of sleep paralysis, by laying on your chest and trying to strangle you, similar to the Mara or Nightmare of Scandinavian folklore. There are also Kiki-Mora who inhabit the swamps and bogs, but they don't have the same spider-like appearance as they do in The Witcher. They are small elderly women with hunchbacks and pointed noses who use moss and grass as clothing. They hide by roadsides and riverbeds, kidnapping children and knocking passers-by into the water and drowning them. Not exactly the most friendly babushkas. In episode 3, we saw the appearance of a Strigga, a woman who has been transformed into a monster by a curse. She is unable to control her emotions. Filled with anger and hatred, they lash out and devour any living beings in their path. The Striggers do share some elements with the Romanian vampires known as the Strigoi. However, they are based on the Polish legend of the Striga, a female demon similar to a vampire that needs to feed on human flesh. A female demon similar to a vampire that needs to feed on human flesh. It's believed they are born with two hearts and two souls. They even had two sets of teeth. The superstitions even went as far to say that babies who were born with slightly developed teeth must have been Striga. If the Striga were killed, one soul would pass on and the remaining soul would bring them back to life, meaning they would have to be put down twice. Some other creatures we saw worthy of a mention include the Doppler, the Neckers, the Sylvan, and the Djinn. Hopefully we see more creatures in Season 2, as I really do enjoy The Witcher and Slavic folklore in general. Let me know which of these creatures or characters you're most excited to see. As always, I've been your host, Mythology and Fiction Explained.